We know you like hearing from new managers, but how about new managers from familiar places? Chris Retzler is here. He's a portfolio manager for the Needham Funds, and you might be familiar with them because John Barr from Needham has been on the show many times. Well, Chris, he runs Needham Small Cap Growth, so we'll be talking small caps with Needham's Chris Retzler today on the Money Life Market Call. Yes, it's the Money Life Market Call. And yeah, you kind of get the best of all worlds today because you get to hear from a new money manager and he's talking about an area that we don't usually cover when we're talking with folks from his firm, but you get to talk to somebody who's from a firm where I know you guys like it because you're always telling me you like it when we have John Barr on. Now, Needham Funds, it's needhamfunds.com. Needham Small Cap, NESGX, the ticker symbol if you want to get more information. Chris Retzler, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Always great to get a chance to chat with new managers and to learn about their methodology. But we always start with methodology because at Needham, on the one hand, you've got an approach that works for you. But I want to A, make sure that applies on the small cap side of things. And B, my audience needs to understand what goes into a buy, sell, or hold before they can factor in, hey, this guy likes this one or hates that one. So talk first about the methodology.
Great. Well, thank you for having me. First and foremost, in the small cap investing arena, we need to be comfortable with management. We spend a lot of time getting out on the road and sitting with managements of companies. We do our due diligence. We don't move too quickly. But when we do and we find a management team that we think can manage assets for the long term and increase shareholder value, that's when we get excited. But we're also patient. We're longer term investors. We like to wait for the fat pitches when they're available so we can get that increased return for our investors, minimizing downside while also increasing the upside. So management is key in the small cap world when investing. We also do a lot of bottoms up analysis when looking at the specific companies and their fundamentals and their ability to, over the long term, develop their businesses and grow into larger businesses. It tends to be also that they're in industries that have higher growth, so we like to be in good neighborhoods. It's tough to be a small cap company in a declining industry or declining market. In this environment, all boats can float up some, but we like to find the ones that can really outperform long term.
Now, you talk about the small caps, how it's tough to be in a situation floating upstream, but small caps in general have been on a pretty nice rally. Now, the last little bit here has gotten a little bit bumpy, but is the small cap outlook in general right now positive to you? And if so, where are the places where, hey, this is the sweet space for small caps?
We think over the long term, small caps remain a great place to be. They have been outperforming this year after some difficult time trailing some of the larger cap FANG names. So we think that there is a rotation going on in the general market currently. We think that that could persist here into the end of the summer, you know, as volumes are a little bit lighter and volatility can generally be a little bit higher for small cap companies. But overall, the U.S. economy and the global economy is still remaining very strong and corporate earnings continue to improve. And that's a real nice tailwind for small cap companies that have been looking for, you know, a GDP north of 3%, which we, you know, see now at over 4%. So we're very excited about the future. We also think that tax repatriation from some of the larger cap companies should increase the merger and acquisition opportunities, and that would be towards the small and mid-cap companies, a lot of places where we are investing.
You know, you talked about being bottoms up. What are the metrics that are most important to you when you dig in from the bottom and find that company? Great, it's in the sweet spot, but what are the things that makes you say, yep, here's where it is that I really want to go?
Mm-hmm. When you're looking at smaller cap companies in higher growth areas, the top line is very important because once you have that top line growth, it allows you to have some leverage in your cost model, which then ultimately drops to the bottom line. We like to see that our companies ultimately get to be profitable, but in the early stages, in many times, they're investing for that growth. So we're okay to give up some of that earnings near term if we see that high growth at the top line. And, you know, we certainly like to see double-digit growth in there. You know, we also spend some time in some of the cyclical names where, You know, semiconductors have been around a long time, and they go through cycles, investment cycles as well. And, you know, we see a lot of really good end markets that are really exciting. You know, autonomous driving is an area that we think ultimately will be using a lot of that type of technology, but it may be a little bit further out on the horizon than some of the, you know, short-term trading investment professionals.
So what would be a poster child for the methodology? What's something that kind of stands out? And this is, you know, the classic case where we're interested.
Sure. You know, with semiconductors and sensors, more specifically around a car, that's what a lot of the large investments are trying to do right now, is to learn from driving these miles. You know, how does the technology function and receive input in the real world as they're driving around? Sensors are an area that a car is going to need a lot of. And those sensors come out of the semiconductor industry. They need to be produced in mass scale at a cheap price. So, you know, we, again, expect to see kind of double-digit growth in those areas, which, you know, ultimately will provide and drive a profit at the bottom line, long-term, and hopefully cash flow positive. But in the early years, you're going to see cash deployment than investing, which for long-term investors, that's something that we're willing to accept.
What else stands out to you right now?
Well, along those same lines, what we're seeing, you know, currently over the last few months is a correction in the semi-capital equipment space. That's the capital equipment that actually helps to build out the foundries where semiconductors are built, as well as the memories. So you see a lot of DRAM and NAND that's out there. But that continues to need to be have more technology put into the manufacturing of it. So what we're seeing is, you know, some changes in the technology as it advances forward. But, you know, this summer we've seen some pauses in some of those build-outs, which is, we think, created a great opportunity to be deploying capital into some of these small-cap, semi-cap equipment names.
Such as specifically who?
Sure. One of our favorites right now is a small-cap company called Ultra Clean Technologies. It's a supplier into the semi-cap equipment space. Two of its large customers are Applied Material and Lam Research. Those are larger-cap, semi-cap equipment names. And being a small-cap manager, you know, we like to find the derivatives that are supplying to those more mega-cap investments.
Okay. Now, what makes you move away from something? If you found the right thing, what is it that's going to shake you out? And because you are bottoms up, but you like that sweet spot with the industry, how often is it the company-specific side of things, how often is it the industry that winds up making you change your mind on something?
There's certainly cyclicality in some of the industries. And that could play a role. It's more that we hit our valuation targets, where we've applied a multiple that's maybe historical, and it gets to a stretched multiple. And so at that point in time, we would maybe trim back or exit the position. Certainly in some of the cyclical industries, that's more the case. In the higher growth areas, where maybe it's more of a bump in the road in a quarter or two, we might actually take that opportunity to add to the position because we really have a longer-term view as to where the stock would be going. But to exit a position, you know, going back to what I originally said, is management is key. And so when there's management changes or issues with management that arise over time, that would really cause us to reevaluate possibly where our money is going to be invested.
Well, now we're going to find out how you feel about some stocks that my audience is particularly interested in.
Play Hold It.
You got to know when to hold up.
Or Fold It.
Know when to fold up.
It's Hold It or Fold It time with my guest, Chris Retzler, portfolio manager for the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund. NESGX is the ticker symbol. NeedhamFunds.com is the website to learn more about the funds, the firm, to read their commentaries, and do more. So NeedhamFunds.com. Now, Hold It or Fold It is where we put our guests to your test, and we'd love it if you want to test our guests. So send your name, your hometown, and the ticker symbols you're interested in to Chuck@MoneyLifeShow.com. We will add them to our list, and hopefully they will make it into an interview soon. David in Grass Valley, California, wants to know about Gilead Sciences. That's ticker symbol GILD.
We would be a buyer of Gilead here. We think it's been settling into a nice base, and we think that tax repatriation is going to be a good thing for the company going forward. And if they can find some more investments, we think Gilead has a nice long future.
And, you know, when you look, just out of curiosity, because I maybe didn't get to ask this, but as you look at both industries and companies from the bottoms up, you know, this is an industry that you mentioned liking. So here you've got an industry that you like. How much are you willing to go? I mean, how many companies are you willing to have in an industry? Do you ever have situations where you're saying, hey, there's like 10 great buys in this space, but I'm only willing to buy one or two? Or are you willing to buy all of them? How do you balance that out?
We would probably look at it more as a percentage of the portfolio as opposed to individual stock names. If we did have strong conviction, and generally we will have about 50 to 55% of our portfolio in our top 10 holdings, so we are a conviction investor. But if there are 10 great opportunities, you know, I could probably see five of those names in the portfolio.
So that was a buy on Gilead Sciences, ticker symbol GILD.
Would you mind stepping aside? I've got a purchase to make.
Our next two requests come from Dave in Beaver Dams, New York. The first is for Pfizer, ticker PFE.
I would continue to hold this position here. It has a nice dividend yield, and we think that tax repatriation, again, would be a good thing for Pfizer. It's a well-run company, which we think can continue to do well in a volatile market out there.
But the issue with it's a hold because of valuation or what?
I think it's already had a decent move. I would not be selling it here, but I think adding to the position at or near a 52-week high would be a little bit more challenging for a value investor.
Yeah. So it's a hold, a true hold. Hold it if you got it, but you're not buying more on Pfizer, ticker symbol PFE.
No money changes hands today.
Dave in Beaver Dams shares this next request with Mark in Mitchell, South Dakota. They both wanted to know about Intel Corp. That's INTC.
I think at this point, Intel would be you'd be very cautious here if not a sell. It continues to need to invest more and more money into the next node technology, and it's having trouble doing that. It is seeing that its competitors out there are actually advancing their technology while they're having trouble, and you've also had some management changes there. So at this point in time, I would be a seller of Intel.
And now for the profit taking.
That's a sell, a fold on Intel Corp, ticker symbol INTC. Let's stay in the computer slash technology space with this request from Mike in High Point, North Carolina. He wants to know about Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. That ADR trades under ticker symbol TSM.
So Taiwan Semi is at this point doing very well in its technology advancement over its competitors like Intel. So we are bullish on TSMC, and we would be a buyer of that here. It's a nice global exposure for those investors who can go offshore the United States.
Well, and how does that play into your mandate? Because as you pointed out, you are high conviction investors where you put a lot into the top 10 holdings, et cetera, but you don't have a mandate to be international, but you also don't have a need to stay domestic. So how do you decide how much of the portfolio is going to go international?
So we generally invest with U.S. domestic companies, but TSMC is a customer for many of our investments in the semi-cap equipment space. So we see a lot of their technological advancements through the capital equipment that they are buying and deploying and how they're using it. and how they're using it relative to their competitors. And we see that Taiwan Semi is right now the leader in the space.
So that was a buy on Taiwan Semiconductor, ticker symbol TSM.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And last, for Tim in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, it's Pure Storage Incorporated, PSTG.
Great. Pure Storage has had a terrific run over the last year and a half. It's at the forefront of the technological revolution that's going on out there with the cloud and with processing and storage. The stock has had a very decent run, and I think at this point, if you own it, you can hold it. I wouldn't be buying more until a more significant correction was to occur. But if you own it, I wouldn't be selling it here.
Okay, so on Pure Storage, PSTG, hold it if you got it, but you're waiting for a little bit better pricing before you buy some more.
I'm just taking my time before making the move.
There you go. So PSTG, a hold for now. And I wish we could hold on to Chris Retzler, but unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. Chris, this was great. I hope you come back and do this with us again in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks again, Chuck. This has been a great time.
Chris Retzler, everybody. He is portfolio manager for Needham Small Cap Growth. And if you want to learn more about Needham Small Cap Growth, you're going to go to needhamfunds.com. And again, the fund, ticker symbol NESGX for the retail class shares for everybody. And it's needhamfunds.com. All right, now, Chris, well, he agreed on a stock or two there, and he disagreed on a stock or two there with some past investors. I'll tell you who we agreed with and disagreed with before we send you home right after this message.